This is Pastor Bill bringing you News in Focus. This one is from LifeSiteNews.com, and it is entitled, Bed and Breakfast Owners Forced to Lose Support, Supreme Court Appeal, Forced to Sell Business After a Gay Couple Complains. All right, so I'm going to play this clip. I'm going to turn it up. It has a little static because it is the press conference after this dear couple, Peter and Hazel Mary Bull, were fined and then lost their appeal to the Supreme Court there in London. So I want you to hear this, and I will do some commenting afterwards. Okay, and by the way, this is coming to America soon if we don't start keeping our politicians in check. They work for their electors. They don't work. We don't work for them. This is important for us to understand in a democratic republic like America, where we have conflicting loyalties to certain rights. Somehow the rights of believers are worthless, and the rights of homosexuals to live in their debauchery is considered a virtue. Well, we're going to let you listen to this now. Please, it's just over 3 minutes. Please hear it.
The Supreme Court has ruled against the Christian owners of a B&B who only allow couples to share a double bed if they are married. Judges said the policy discriminated against gay couples, even though it was applied to unmarried heterosexuals as well as homosexuals. Peter and Hazel Mary Bull gave their reaction outside the court.
I'd like to make a brief statement in reaction to the ruling that's just been handed down by the Supreme Court. Obviously, we are deeply disappointed and saddened by the outcome. We're just ordinary Christians who believe in the importance of marriage as the union of one man and one woman. Our bed and breakfast is not just our business, it's also our home. All we have ever tried to do is to live according to our own values under our own roof. These beliefs are not based on hostility towards anyone. We certainly bear no ill will to Stephen and Martin. Our policy is based on our sincere beliefs about marriage. Britain ought to be a country of freedom and tolerance, but it's these religious beliefs must play second fiddle to the new orthodoxy of political correctness. We appeal to the Supreme Court to introduce more balance when dealing with competing rights of sexual orientation and religious liberty. Somehow we have got to find a way of allowing different beliefs to coexist in our society. But the judges have sidestepped the big issue and reinforce the notion that gay rights must trump everything else. In particular, we are deeply troubled by the remarks of Lady Hale, who says European judges in Strasbourg say gay rights are almost untouchable. What does this mean for other people in Britain who believe in traditional marriage? Not just Christians, but Muslims, Jews, people of all faiths, and people of none. We ask Parliament to take a serious look at how Christians with traditional beliefs are being left out in the cold. We have no regrets about contesting this case, nor will we ever be ashamed of our beliefs. We are not perfect people, but we are trying to do our best to live out our faith with honesty and consistency. And we will continue to do that, come what may. As Christmas time approaches, we're reminded that Jesus came into the world to save sinners like me and myself. We want to take this opportunity to wish everyone peace and goodwill, and a happy Christmas to you all. Thank you.
Their legal appeal was funded by the Christian Institute. Spokesperson Mike Judge said it was a troubling ruling by the court.
Well, a very disappointing day for Peter and Hazel Mary personally, but also a very troubling day for Christians across the country who've been looking at this case and wondering, what about their beliefs?
Well, what about their beliefs? What about the Christians? By the way, I just want to say, I appreciate, and it'll be on the link, you can go and watch this video I've shared with you, or you can go to the website that I have included on the sermon audio recording. What does it mean for traditional Christians? First of all, I want to just bless the Lord for the testimony of these dear people. He said, nothing we've done here is out of hostility. We're just ordinary Christians who believe in the importance of marriage as a union of one man and one woman. First of all, dear Sister Bull, you need to know right now that that is not ordinary. That, unfortunately, is in America, in places where it costs almost nothing for a believer to be a believer. It is very, very, very extraordinary for a man and woman to stand where they need to stand. And she said, and will continue to do so, come what may. She sounds just like Daniel and the three Hebrew children. She sounds just like, particularly the three Hebrew children, has said, be it known to you, O king, if our God, who is able, does not deliver us from this burning fire, we're still not going to bow. That's Daniel chapter 3. You ought to read that if you haven't entered devotions yet today. God will truly bless these dear people, and you ought to pray for them to find strength and growing numbers. They weren't even speaking just for Christians. They were speaking for people who have a conscience at all about anything. Where does it stand if someone who says, no, you know, Adam and Steve want to lay in the same bed? And, you know, the thing that troubles me most is that she even said at the beginning of her response that this is their home. So now if you have a business in your home, you have to allow people who are in your conscience debauched sin. And please don't respond with, well, this is exactly how it was during the civil rights days. No, oh my goodness, no. No one ever accused a black man of sinning because he was a black man. But we are certainly saying that when a person chooses to feed their Adamic, polluted, corrupted, fallen nature, in particular the desire to sleep with someone of the same gender, that they have a requirement before God to live higher than the level of animals, higher than the level of poly-partner animals, and they are to be monogamous and heterosexual, and they are to glorify the Lord God by remaining people that don't live like animals. They live like people who are created in the image of God. Oh, dear friend. Continue to pray with us and continue to meet the hostility of the other side. They're just as intolerant as they ever accused a Christian of ever being, for they are not going to tolerate someone like you and I, as calmly as we may speak, as angrily as we may sound. It matters not. The issue is that we are taking away something in their minds that they have a right to. Oh, but rights will not be the discussion in the last day. Find and pray for a homosexual today, that you can lead to Christ, God willing. I'm doing that, and God answered my prayers. I am able now to pray particularly because of people God has brought into my life, and I can say that they are prisoners, and they are not happy. They are prisoners in their sin, just like you and I were. Let us be diligent to pray for people in this most difficult, conundrum of getting what they want and not wanting what they got. This is Pastor Bill. Thanks for listening.